This is News Commons Radio Hour. I'm Joe Andidas, and I'm going to be joined very shortly. I got Matt Skoufalos on the phone of NJ Penn, who's going to talk a little bit about some changes that the State Division of Alcohol and Beverage Control made to its rules around breweries and other locales in the fall, which it then reversed its decision. Yesterday, it vacated those orders with new rules, and some of those go into effect immediately. Matt Skoufalos is a reporter and editor and publisher and ad sales and owner of NJ Penn at njpenn.com. Matt, welcome.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you again. I feel like the last time we had you on, we also had you on to talk about booze-related news. So you are my booze news guy.
It's the beer beat.
Yeah, it's the beer beat. There we go. Okay, so tell us, speaking of the beer beat, what's going on in the world of beers and breweries? What's happening here?
So September 2018, the ABC, the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control, put out this long list of rules changes for New Jersey limited brewery license holders or limited tasting room license holders. Basically, the 2012 law that allowed New Jersey's craft beer business to start flourishing allowed them to have a tasting room on site so that it's technically a manufacturing facility where you can sample the product. And then in the intervening years, the craft beer business has taken off. There's about 100 microbreweries currently operating in New Jersey and more in the pipeline. And when that happened, the state is claiming that the brewery tasting rooms have taken on more of a bar and restaurant-like atmosphere, even though they can't serve food, they can't serve wine or mixed drinks. And as a result, in order to balance the competition, the ABC issued these rulings again in September that severely limited the things you can and can't do in one of these brewery tasting rooms or anywhere that you're on the premises of the brewery.
So
acting or director Joseph Reibel. After that came down, Reibel was replaced by another guy, James Graziano, who then issued this second special ruling on Tuesday, which vacated the previous one and then kind of firmed up a number of different regulations in its wake.
Okay, let me pause. Let's break this down real quick. So what I'm hearing is basically there was new rules implemented to you know, address the issue that I guess some breweries were sort of skirting the requirements. You didn't have to have a full permits essentially to serve, like restaurant level permits, and to serve food, or they changed that so that the breweries who were serving little like treats and snacks and kind of stuff, there was a clear distinction, and then they reversed those rules.
So there's two separate things. The only way that a brewery, which is technically a manufacturing facility, can
right.
serve anything is if it's made there on site. And
right.
that's the 2012 New Jersey law that helped grow the industry.
Okay.
So now what they're saying is there's 6,000 bar and restaurant liquor license holders that the balance has swung in the other way, according to the state, in that, you know, these breweries were having these tasting rooms that are competing apparently a little too well for the likes of some folks with the bars and restaurants, and it's creating an atmosphere they said is too much like a bar and restaurant. So these new rules really limited the amount of behaviors that you can do. So the big changes are this. You never could serve food in New Jersey at a brewery or partner with a restaurant to exclusively serve food. That hasn't changed, but now they said you can have snacks that you can keep on the counter or single serve packages of things. But in exchange for that, one of the relationships that sort of emerged with brewery culture is food trucks. And now they're saying you can't have a food truck on your premises. You can't have a pop-up retail business of any kind on your premises. And in exchange for that, you're now allowed to keep restaurant menus as long as it's not exclusive. You're now allowed to have delivery to your brewery of food. But again, you can't serve or prepare food there.
Another one of the
big changes was actually the events that you can do there. And this is kind of tricky. So some of the complaints, I guess, that the ABC was fielding was that some of these tasting rooms have televisions. They're showing games. They're doing karaoke, paint and take pottery night, yoga,
yeah.
all sorts of stuff that's designed to bring people in. And as a result, now the state has limited the number of on-site special events that can be held at a brewery. So now
right.
you get 25 of those a year. They've also given the breweries 12 off-site permits that they can buy for $200 a piece to go have a special event not on their premises and pour their beer.